tonight's planning meeting on Monday the 30th of April at 6pm at Exmouth Town Hall. Apologies for absence I've received from Councillor Tony Hill. I think otherwise everybody is present. I've got four or five speakers that wish to speak this evening. In respect of, firstly, the Exmouth Festival Imperial Recreation Ground Street Trading Application. Mrs. Membry wishes to speak in respect of the land at the rear of Exmouth Rowing Club Queen's Drive. Daphne Currier and Nick Brookway wish to speak in respect of the car park off Queen's Drive and construction of the new water sports centre. So it's four. Have I members consent that we take those items at the beginning of tonight's meeting, please?
Yes.
Thank you. And before we move into public speaking, I am going to take the any pecuniary interest or dispensations, because we do have a dispensation. Firstly, in respect of the Exmouth Festival application, because it's for Exmouth Town Council, and therefore I had to seek legal advice to ensure that we could speak about it this evening, which I'll ask Sue just to read the actual wording that we've got to put in the minutes.
Yes. Yes, the wording is, the dispensation is granted in accordance with Standing Order 13E and on the basis of the following. Without the dispensation, the number of persons prohibited from participating in the particular business would be so great a proportion of the meeting transacting the business as to impede the transaction of the business. Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. Does everybody understand that? It's just so that we can actually discuss the Exmouth Festival application this evening. Right, Councillor Traill.
1807494, junior interest because our Devon County highways are allowed to cope. And anything to do with highways, I'm afraid I will not be voting.
Any other interests at all? Councillor Nash?
Yes, thank you, Chairman. 1803764. I'm a ward member, not making a difference, but and also the other one, 1807494, Land Career Exmouth Rowing Club dispensation. I'm a trusted AED, and it does affect AED.
Thank you. I'll declare an interest in 1803641, Hazelden Gardens. So I live at number 23, Hazelden Gardens. Councillor Dumper?
Yes, just to say I'm a district councillor, so the district council application on the land to the rear of the rowing club, I declare an interest. Is the other 18/0376 that Bill declared, is that also an East Devon district? Is that all?
Yeah, that would be, yes.
You well, no, I declare
yeah.
As a district
council,
yeah.
Otherwise.
Yeah,
anyone who's a district council needs
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's
a
all there.
Okay.
All there,
aren't they? Thank you. I apologise for the noise. I presume it's the cleaners, but
yeah.
I do apologise. Right, I now move to the public speaking section of tonight's meeting. As is normal practice, representations will be taken ahead of each discussion that we have on the application, and members wishing to make a representation may be up to 3 minutes, and I think I have all the details of your name and the actual planning application that will be referred to. So we'll start with Brian Wirtz, who wishes to speak in respect of the notification of a street trading application received for Exmouth Festival Imperial Recreation Ground Friday the 25th of May until Saturday the 2nd of June. Mr. Wirtz?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I am a festival person, and I think the festival that Exmouth puts on is a good one. I think the weakness is that we don't draw the people down from Exeter and the main lights and stage are facing Brixton. If the setup was behind the rugby club, facing up the river, I think we would say no, come down and spend your money next month. That's all the alteration that's needed. They've got all the equipment down there and the electricity, and I think it's something that should be looked at for that. All power to them, but I'm glad they have the festival. I think it's enjoyed by a lot of people, but I think we should take advantage of it and get Exeter down here. So the lights would be up there and it's like, what's going on down there?
Thank you, Brian. Members should have a copy of the layout for the Imperial Recreation Ground. But if you've had any objections from anybody, as far as I'm concerned, but this is the block consent for the 35 traders' stalls. Has anyone any observations they wish to make on this? Councillor Cahill?
Thank you, Chairman. Yeah, the only observation I presume is that the working party picked up on last year's inspection by the fire officer, because a lot of the traders had petrol generators when the requirement was actually for diesel generators. So I'm assuming that the festival organisers, if they're going to grant the application for the 35 traders on the site, that they all conform with the fire safety regulations of having diesel generators rather than petrol generators, because that is a requirement.
Thank you for that observation. We'll make sure that's passed on to the festival organisers. Is there any other observations? Otherwise, is everybody happy that we support this application? Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you very much. The next person that's asked to address the planning committee is Mrs. Membry, who wishes to speak in respect of 18 of the 07494 land to the rear of Exmouth Rowing Club, Queen's Drive, change of use of land to temporary car park and associated works and relocation storage container. Mrs. Membry.
Ocean and a building plot, And when I looked at the ocean, I thought, why on earth did somebody let this get built without any parking spaces? It's absolutely ridiculous. And then we've got a building blocked, which eventually is meant to be something that's going to attract people to Exmouth, and we need more parking spaces for that. And I just think that this parking area wouldn't have been necessary if they thought ahead, East Devon District Council, when they built the ocean. Because I think the whole area down there, I blame on East Devon District Council, because they just haven't put any logistics into the thought of what they're doing down at the seafront. And I think they spoiled our beautiful seafront by building this ocean building. And also now, it looks as though they might knock a tree down and get 13 parking spaces. And I just think the whole area is just going to be, well, it's been destroyed already. And that is why I'm here. I do not want to see anything else destroyed. And if this tree goes, I should be very upset. As you know, I've been here before talking about other areas, about wildlife. I'm so concerned about wildlife, and this is why I'm here, because to me it's so important, not for me, my children and my children's children. And I do think this tree should be saved, even if there's no bats in there.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Mowbray. This is in respect of application 18, the bid 07494, land to the rear of Exmouth Rowing Club, Queen's Drive. Change of use of land to temporary car park and associated works, relocation storage container. We have had a comment from statutory consultee and representation, which I'll ask the clerk just to read.
Yes, just to say that environmental health do not anticipate any environmental health issues, and that we have had a representation who's concerned about pedestrian and highway safety in the area with cars moving behind the road club. Thank you.
Councillor Bill Nash.
Thank you, Chairman. Perhaps we can put that one up, please, Ron's on the screen. So we know what we're looking at. This piece of ground at the back of Ocean has been derelict for some time. During the summer months, the weeds are waist high. It looks like a bomb site. I'm quite pleased and would support the idea that that piece of ground should be used. Certainly we need extra parking. At the moment you still haven't got it up, but when it comes up we'll be able to see what I'm talking about. Yes. No. Yes, that's a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a lot. You can see the red line on there, which is the waste ground at the moment. That container, which is that block, is going to be moved down. It does provide parking for, I think, 13 places. Interesting, of which 8 are going to be for disabled. So that is quite nice. But even better is the fact that East Devon District Council car parks have done an agreement with MED, the owners and administrators of the Ocean Building, that the area there where there will be parking with meters can be used and blocked off for weddings. One of the big problems has been for Ocean, that if they have a wedding upstairs, the bride is dumped in the middle of Exmouth somewhere and has to walk, because you can't park outside of Ocean because of double yellow lines. So an agreement has been made that at least the bride and anyone else using the upstairs park for a civic occasion will be able to have temporary parking there. Otherwise it will be a public car park. My only concern, I'm quite happy on the car parking, my only concern is this tree known as the Tree of Heaven. There were several trees there which were demolished, surprisingly, when Ocean Building, Bowling Alley was built. I don't accept the report in this application on this tree at all. In 2013, a survey noted a number of issues with the tree, and the tree was assessed as not of high risk. and the tree is in actual quite good condition. The report then goes on to say, yes, there's squirrels in there, what a surprise, surprise. Squirrels like trees. There are three bat boxes in there, and bats use that tree. I was shocked to find that suddenly in this report, having said there was nothing wrong with the tree, that they then state the tree does have a high amenity value. Yes, it does have a high amenity value. And we're therefore of the opinion that the tree has moderate potential to support the bat roost. Then they recommend that the tree should be felled. There is no reason at all why this tree should be felled. It is not of danger. It might need a little bit of corrective work done on it, as our tree officers do with trees. It is a big tree, a lovely tree, an amenity for the area, and therefore should not be felled. It must, that's the tree there. It must be retained, it hasn't got its leaves on it, therefore safe in the winter.
Can I just clarify, because the actual application that we've got, 15th of March 2018, from East Devon District Council, actually said there's currently one tree, large tree, at the northern extent of the site, which will be retained with the change of use.
Yes, except, Chairman, there's a report saying it should be felled.
Is it this report?
Well, I got it off the net for this report.
Is it the Land Heritage?
Land Heritage Limited.
Okay, well, we'll seek clarification, because East Devon District Council has actually specifically mentioned it is not going to be felled. Because East Devon District Council says sufficient space will be provided between the parking bays and trees to prevent collision, while any changes to servicing within the root protection zone will be designed to reduce any compaction and roots. So currently the one large tree at the northern extent of the site will be retained.
And then there's a separate report saying it should be felled.
Yeah, that's what I'm... That's what
and
I'm
I think
just...
it's that separate report which alarms me, because obviously if it is felled, there'll be six extra parking spaces, but it would do severe damage to the area to lose that very large and beautiful tree.
I think we'll have to.
It does say it here.
What does
it say? It's coming down.
It
should be felled on safety.
Brian Toy.
Yes, I mean, it is a valuable parking spot, especially for the ocean, and we're going to lose the major car park. I suspect this won't be temporary. This will be rather long-term car parking. I agree with Bill, I want to preserve every tree that we can. There will be a great deal of pressure when bird droppings start dropping on the cars when the birds are nesting in the trees, and that's something we're going to have to watch. But the fact that it's nearer to the ocean than the main car park, which is going anyway, is a very useful thing to have. I think, apart from maintain the tree, I don't think there's any threat to the tree. You can actually, you can park on the double yellow lines to unload, so you can unload a bride outside the front door of the ocean if you want to. So I don't think that's so terribly problematical, but it's nice to have some parking when we're gonna lose an awful lot.
Thank you. Just to clarify that the report that we've reading at the moment on screen actually does say that it needs to be taken down for safety reasons. And that's an independent report, so we obviously need to see clarification, because it's East Devon District Council requesting the application where they say they're not taking it down. So I'll have to, we'll have to put some caveat on that. Councillor Kate Wheel.
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, the application, as you say, says temporary car park. RLI used to have the inshore lifeboat station in the building, as we all know, and the lifeboat crew used to park at the side of the building in a Chevron way. They had a number of Chevron parking spaces at the side of the building for the duty crew. Anybody else used to have to take pot luck. Now that the rowing club is in possession of the building, they park a few cars Chevron wise at the side of the building. But I've also noticed that there's a footpath, I know there's a footpath at the side of the wall to the boating lake area, which is constantly got cars parked on it, which to me fix the object and footpath there in the first place. But if you've got cars, Chevron Park, any cars parked on the footpath, anybody driving down through, and I've done it myself, I've actually had been down there with my car and tried it, it's quite tight. So to actually put 13 with a possible further 6, if the tree comes down, it's quite weighty in terms of cars going through there. If there is cars parked alongside the rowing club and on the footpath, so I can't agree that this is a good use of the land. I would have thought it would be better to make it into some sort of leased agreement, so that perhaps we can get, or the district council can get income from it, either from the rowing club or LED, but not to actually open it out as a public car park, because the way it is at the moment, it's very inaccessible. But that's my personal view.
Just for clarification, it's actually saying that that there is going to be a parking order clearing that congested by park without permission of the authority, and they're actually going to put a parking places order, which is due to be implemented, because the East End District Council need access to east of the site, which is presumably the event area of the area. So what they're, there's obviously a deputy council, of, I presume, because it would be looking at placing, yes, are actually, there is a parking places order is due to be implemented on that area.
To action what, sorry, Chairman?
The access.
To stop the parking, the parking that should be there.
On the pavement?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, on the, beside the rowing club.
The access road.
The access road, because
yeah,
obviously they need access to be able to get to the event site.
Yeah, well,
so
well,
there's
sure
going to be a parking places order, so that those cars wouldn't be there. So you're saying that they're parked there and it's narrow to get through, the cars wouldn't be there because of places parking order. Parking
that's
places.
Fine, thanks for the clarification.
Yeah. That's okay. Councillor Chapman.
Thank you, Chairman. I don't see anything wrong with the tree at all. I think the tree officer, I think there is one branch that perhaps needs a bit of a trim. I think this council should request a TPO to be put on that tree. I don't think there's any problem with it. Bird's mess, I have to say, I was quite upset because the seagull's done a whoopsie on my brand new car. But we get lots of birds being on the coast, so I think that's a natural hazard of life. I think it's a beautiful tree. We've had enough trees cut down. We're trying to replant trees, and I think it's totally unnecessary.
Thank you. Councillor Nash.
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, just to reiterate, the blue line on that on the screen is the width of the road, and there will be no waiting parking on that totally at the moment, as Fred rightly says, people park all the way along there. It will be a no waiting totally, so there'll be access by entrance exit into this car park area. Coming back on this tree, I'm very surprised that this document has suddenly appeared, because when it says, and this was commissioned for EDDC, the site, our conclusion recommendation is that the tree should be felled on safety grounds. No, 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 it does not mean pulling down. It's a good tree, there's nothing wrong with it, and I don't want to see that happening. The others have disappeared from that site mysteriously during the construction of the bowling alley, but we do not want to lose that tree, Chairman.
Councillor Dunkler.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Just to say, if in fact this application should be saying fell the tree, then surely we should have a tree application on our list. And I'm pleased to hear that you're going to clarify that with. So presumably, we can, in our voting, we can separate the two aspects of the.
Well, I think we need to say that probably we support the application, but subject to the retention of the tree, which is in the initial application by East End District Council. This independent reports come later, and that they consider a TPO on that tree.
Yeah.
Chairman, I always understood, correct me if I'm wrong, that you cannot put a TPO on a tree that is owned on council land. Is that still the fact?
No, I don't think that's right. So it's proposed and seconded for approval, but subject to the tree being retained as stated in the original report from East Devon District Council, and that we would like a TPO on that tree, and also a tree officer's report, which we haven't got.
I wonder why.
So it's been proposed and seconded on that basis. All those in favour? Any against? Abstentions? Thank you. And move on to the next application. If you have members of the public wishing to speak, which is in respect of 18, the 03764, car park at Queen's Drive, construction of new water sports centre, including various facilities for water sports users and cafe, restaurants, retail, plus car parking and open space, together with associated infrastructure, including new step ramp access to the beach and landscaping. The addendum, which is in respect of the amended plan for consultation, which is the removal of two sets of steps to access beach and amended design access ramp to include access steps. Our first speaker is Daphne Currier, please.
Firstly, it's very encouraging to see that planners are making an effort to be sensitive to the needs of users and to the appearance of the seafront. The amended plans are a lot more elegant than the previous proposal for ramps going up and over the pedestrian seating refuges, but still encroach on the lovely part of the beach, which is a publicly owned area. Next month, the final plans will be considered, so it is vital that in the remaining weeks, councillors and planners are fully aware of the comments made on the planning website. I believe there has been a misunderstanding about who makes comments and why they make them. My daughter and her partner have just sold their house and bought an ocean-going yacht for a good adventure. Growing up was a long stretch of saving up for the next wetsuit, shortboard, longboard, and holidays for 5 days in a wet tent in Cornwall, with mum sitting in a beach shelter with a flask of tea, hoping that everybody came home safely, and we did have a few near misses. There are a group of young people aged between 20 and 40 who are very engaged with the environment, possibly more so than our elders. They tell me they do not want large buildings on the beach side, in particular more large cafes and permanent structures. I say this because at this crucial juncture, it is vital that planners do not dismiss public comments and concerns as NIMBYism or the No Change Here Brigade. I remember how shocked I was at the planning meeting in Sidmouth when a photograph of the water sports development site was put up on the overhead projector. The comment was along the lines of, as you can see, this is a car park with no distinguishing features, so a building could go there. This photograph could have been taken in the middle of Birmingham. Had the photographer stood to the back of the site facing the sea, it would have been immediately apparent that this site was slap bang in the middle of an area of outstanding natural beauty with panoramic views on either side. Councillors voting in plans were clearly not all fully aware of the nature of this place. So from a neutral standpoint, I simply ask now that anyone due to influence the final decisions really knows what impact this will all have and keep an open mind when issues are raised. Thank you.
Thank you. And our second speaker on this particular item is Nick Cookway, please.
Thank you, Chair. Firstly, I've got three main points. First is the ramp. Why is this ramp so big? The nearest existing concrete ramp is much smaller and more in keeping with the locality. Why should there be two large ramps on the seafront so close together? Would it not be possible for the water sports users to use the ramp to the east or the large ramp by harbour view? The proposed design for the water sports centre ramp is visually imposing and unattractive, and would also deny public access from a sunny and sheltered part of the beach. The amended design acknowledges that shifting sand levels are an issue Shouldn't the town council and district council be concerned with stabilising the beach? This would seem to be necessary following the recent problems with the lifeboat station ramp, where a large hole at the base of that ramp, caused by shifting sand, prevented the launch of the lifeboat. I have spoken to this council before about the unstable nature of Exmouth Beach. In view of the importance of this beach in terms of the tourist trade, the proposal sports centre, flood prevention, the social well-being of those residents who enjoy the beach, and the integral part that this beach plays within the Exmouth estuary, isn't it time that this council started to make its voice heard over such concerns? Vegetation. On the amenity area, why is this area grassed so large? It seems to be wasted space. In view of the concerns raised about the lack of car parking, shouldn't this area be used as a car park or hard standing? Or perhaps would it not be better if the four cabins were moved from their present intended location and placed on the immediate grass, thereby freeing up more space on the eastern side of this development? 3. Design. Looking at the new plans for the street furniture and visualisation sketches, it is still not clear how much space is at the front of this development. Has this building been moved back to the existing line of the present beach huts as previously requested? Does this council and developer realise how busy this area is likely to become? I am referring to pedestrians, cyclists, those families with wheelchairs and prams, and anybody else with a mobility issue. Little thought seems to have been given to how people move around at the front of the site, especially at the southeastern corner. Looking at the visualisation diagram, I see that the cycle park and a kidney-shaped mound appear to have been placed in direct path of boat users heading for the ramp. There will also be customers standing by the small cabins to the right of the kidney mound as well as pedestrians walking along the seafront from both directions. Why has this choke point been created? Is this an intended design feature? And if so, for what? And as a further point, I can tell you from personal experience in the past that anything to do with cycles and any contact with a cycle is completely and totally disastrous. Finally, the restaurant building. It's too high. It is still visually intrusive in this iconic location. What does it have to be two stories high? A one-story building would be much more acceptable. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Mr. Hookway. I remind members that this is in, on your addendum, which is application 18, the 0376 Major 4, car park off Queen's Drive, construction of new water sports centre, including various facilities for water sport users, a cafe, restaurant and retail, plus car parking and open space, together with associated infrastructure, including new steps and ramp access to the beach and landscaping. I remind members that this evening what we're considering is the amended plans for consultation, which is the removal of two sets of steps to access beach and amended designed access ramp to include access steps. With regard to the comments, the Town Council on the 5th of March supported the original application. The Conservation previously highlighted that the timber steps were visually awkward when balanced against the existing character and appearance of the seafront. There were 37 objections and 9 supporting in respect to the original applications, but none in respect to this amended plan. I have had members ask why this was on an addendum and why we revised so late in the day that this would be discussed this evening. I did contact East Devon District Council today and were advised it was for statutory reasons and the statutory time limits that it had to come before today and therefore could not wait until a future meeting of the Town Council Planning Committee. I have obviously registered our concern that this is not the first time that we've had a planning application come on a Friday afternoon in time for Monday when we've got something like, well, quite a few plans to look at, of which some were incredibly hard to see, actually, on if you looked at them on a home computer. So I have made that known, that members' concern, but obviously because of the statutory timescales on East Devon District Council, it had to come to us today. Right, I now ask Councillor Nash, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you for putting that up on the screen. As you rightly said, we are only discussing the removal of the two sets of steps. We're not talking about the height of the building, whether cafes, restaurants, shed-looking places. We are only talking about the two sets of steps that have been removed. And as you can see, they're not there, so they've been removed. There was some concern that because of the two steps, it was almost making a private beach in front, on the public beach, in front of the site. So by removing them, that fear of being a private beach area has gone, which I welcome, so I would support this. I would say, as far as the ramp is concerned, where that ramp is positioned is near where people are storing things. A lot of the equipment that people use comes down on a trolley, a wheeled conveyance of some type, and you could not use, as been suggested, the Harbour View ramp is too far away. Also, the other ramp towards Foxholes goes straight onto the sand and you can't move anything once it's on there. This ramp is designed so that you can get the heavier equipment down onto the beach, and certainly with a higher tide you're straight in the water almost. I move it for approval.
Thank you. Councillor Toy?
I don't think we are just talking about the ramp. If you look at the list of documents, a lot of those
are the amendment that we've been asked to consider this evening is the amendment in respect of the steps and for the in respect of access steps to the design access ramp to include the access steps. That's the only amendment we've been asked to discuss this evening.
Well, we've got a list of amended plans. Are they to be discussed later, or will they be thrown in with this particular amendment? I'm not too sure about this. I need some clarification on this one. I've got no problem with the ramp, but I've got a lot of other problems.
Yeah, I understand the other views, but the application that we've been asked to consider this evening is the amended plan we were asked to consider this evening was the removal of the two sets of steps to access beach and amended design access ramp to include access steps. I quite understand, because I've looked through every single one of these plans over the weekend, and I've just as much concern as you have, and I certainly will go back to East End District Council for clarification, but I have been advised by East End District Council that the only application we should be considering this evening is this in respect of the steps and the access and the ramp to the beach.
Well, as long as I've got a guarantee that we're going to talk about all the other amendments, I'm going to ask you to accept it.
I'll certainly go back to East End District Council to make that known, Councillor Toy, because I have already spoken to them today. And this is a clarification I received from East End District Council. Councillor Traill was next.
I'll give way to Fred.
Okay, Councillor Cagan.
Thank you, Chairman. Yeah, I'm just looking for a bit of clarification, and I'm hoping that you could clarify this for me. A ramp, access ramp. Now, a slipway is a slipway, a ramp is a ramp. What sort of equipment is going down this ramp? Is it going to be a boat launching ramp, or is it just a ramp for people to walk onto the beach, like we've got existing ramps at Queen's Drive and further along the seafront? Obviously, the Inshore Lifeboat slip, now the rowing club use, and obviously we've got Manhead slipway, but on the beach itself, going right along to Walker Point, we have ramps. So I just wanted to clarify if this is just a ramp that people can walk down with their kite surfing kit or water sport kit, or is it actually going to be a boat launching ramp rather than just a ramp?
No, it's definitely not boat launching ramp, but I'll just ask the clerk to clarify. I'll ask her to read that through, but in the meantime, I'll take Councillor Dumper.
Yes, I was seeking clarification as well,
okay.
Chair. I mean, I voted against the Water Sports Centre anyway, and I mean, my immediate view of this is that I will continue to vote against this for the same reasons that I originally gave. That presumably is what you as a chair would expect.
I'm not suggesting you vote any differently. I'm just all I was trying to clarify is it's you know, following my conversation with East End District Council, I was advised that we were only dealing with this amended plan for the access steps. I do take on board what Councillor Toye said and yourself, and certainly I'll go back and clarify the other plans, because I too, you know, obviously looked at the site and found there's something like 8-9 new plans. We'll just seek clarification regarding the ramp. Councillor Toye?
Thank you, Chair. I walk on there every day. Those two sets of steps are quite high, and persons who have got the inabilities to get onto the beach, there are no railings there. So taking those steps out and then putting around here, that allows persons who have difficulty getting down those steps access onto the beach right into the middle. The other steps that are along the esplanade there, Queen's Drive, would ask if East End District Council could actually put railings in, because in my opinion they are a danger, a safety risk. But I would second Councillor Nash's proposal.
I have to seek guidance concerning the use of the ramp, because I can't easily see it. Rather than to hold up the meeting for the vote, I will come back to councillors with a definition of any information I have. Councillor Nash.
Chairman, for clarity, we must remember that there will be a safety boat that will go out and be used when the kite surfers, wind surfers are there. The safety boat is on a trailer, has a very heavy outboard on the back. Therefore, that is one of the items you asked, sensibly, Councillor Cagle, would it be used for boats? It will be the safety boat, most definitely, but not a general ramp for boats to be launched.
Can I just come back on that, Chairman?
Yeah.
My concern was, and I take your point, Councillor Nash, that if safety boats being launched, generally, you ain't going to fill it with people, it's going to need a vehicle, so you need to use that as a slipway rather than a ramp. So that was my question as to whether it was going to be used as a slipway rather than a ramp, because a ramp is for accessibility, slipway is for launching a boat, whereas they're going to launch a boat, they can launch a boat at any of the other two slipways.
The actual consultation document just says easier access to the beach via the beach vehicle ramp and an ambulance disabled set of steps, no longer having to cross the road with the equipment. I'll seek further clarification, but I can't give you any more than we have in the documents here tonight. Councillor Chapman.
Thank you, Chairman. For clarity again, this did not come from the Town Council or East End District Council. It came from the master plan, from public consultations, three separate venues. The public asked for the water sports centre. Grenadier have done consultations. It's been moved back. We are only looking at the ramp tonight, and you can get, because we have friends whose sons do the water sports, you can get a small trailer that you click on the back of the car, which can be moved by hand down the ramp that carries four boards. So I presume that is why it is so wide, so you can get them, you can take them off the car, you can wheel them by hand. It's like a big wheelbarrow, and it's like scaffolding, and the boards slot in, and you can pull them along. And I'm assuming that is the width, but it's got railings up, so I will support it.
Thank you. Right. Proposed and seconded for approval. This is in respect of the amended plan, the removal of the two sets of steps to access beach and amended design access ramp to include access steps. So this is the amended plan that I'm putting forward. It is not the other amended plans that I know that are on the site, and I will clarify that for councillors with East End District Council. All those in favour? Those against? Any abstentions? Thank you. Thank you. Right, and we'll move on to, I think just before I move on to the agenda, I think Mr. Wirtz just wanted to say one more thing. Brian, you wanted to just mention one more thing before we finish the public speaking time.
Then I'm all in favour of what's happening at Exeter Road School here. I understand that the Exeter Museum are doing quite a feature working together with the school on the past. And I have, because this is my early days in Exeter, sown my seed under the, I've had, the latest is I've got my great-grandchildren at the school. And I do think that what they're doing with the museum, as much as I know, sounds to me as if it's something that's useful both for the museum and for Exeter Road School. I gave a few notes to the Exeter Museum recently when they had their do at the down seafront. And I'm all in favour of what they do, and I've got so much information at home. Not just about that, but you want to help as well with a background in school and library across the road. The sad thing is that earlier, when, you know how we spent this money on consultants going back a few years, there was one of the reports I read, they wanted to do, and they were right, they wanted to do a thing for the whole of Exeter, for the schools, everything that a town would expect. And the upshot is, of course, as you know, with the regeneration, it didn't happen. And all the money that was spent was waste, and it's such a shame. And it's still readable. And if I found it 3 days ago and lost it soon. I would love to put it together with some of the councillors to see what was never done by East Devon District Council. Okay. So I'm all in favour of it, and I will give
Mr. Gosling as much stuff as I have.
That's all.
Thank you, Mr. Wirtz. May I wish you well.
Thank you.
Let's move on with the rest of the agenda. The minutes of the meeting held on the 16th of April 2018 have been circulated. Is your wish they're signed to the true record of the last meeting?
Yes.
Thank you. I have no urgent business. Applications under delegated powers, firstly Brixington, 18, the 07703 application, 35 Evergreen Coast, Ashfell 5 trees, T1, T2, T5, T8 and T9, thinning operation of poorly formed trees. We have received a tree officer's report, which I'll ask Sue to summarise for you.
Yes, the tree officer reports that these trees form part of a larger tree group which grow to the south of the properties on Evergreen Close. Collectively grown on elevated land, they can be seen at some distance, making a significant contribution to the amenity of the area and thus considered important. Following advice from the East Devon District Council tree officer, the previous application was withdrawn. This new application concurs with advice given on site. The works seek to remove four poor quality suppressed ash trees from the southern end of the garden and a lesser quality ash tree close to the owners, and allow more space for the adjacent oak tree. So the recommendation is for approval.
Thank you. Councillor Chapman?
Yes, well, I'm happy to go with the tree officer's report.
Thank you. Awesome. Thank you. Proposed and seconded approval subject to the tree officer's report. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Next application is in Town Hall, which is 18 of the 0813 TCA, land at the Beacon, Madeira Walk, T1 Turkey Oak, crown raised to 3.5 over ground level, G1 mixed species, mostly holm oak, reducing height to level of footpath or just lower. We have received a tree officer's report, which again I'll ask you to summarise for you.
Yes, first of all, Highways do not wish to comment. The tree officer's report state that they are growing on East Devon District Council's land to the south of number 11, the Beacon. This tree can be seen as standalone crown and makes a positive contribution to the amenity of the conservation area. This is the Turkey Oak and Slay. The area of vegetation proposed for management is of no individual significance and afforded no protection by the conservation area designation. The Turkey Oak has historic and significant squirrel damage to some of its branches. The work seeks to raise the crown of the tree to an acceptable level and will in turn remove some of those significantly damaged branches. No objection has been raised by EDDC Street Scene Tree Officer, and so recommendation is for approval. Thank you.
Councillor Marsden.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Yes, I'm happy to go with the Tree Officer's recommendations.
I'm happy to second. Proposed and seconded approval, such as the Tree Officer's report. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Next application is in Withercombe Raleigh, which is 18 of the 06153, 1 Madagascar Close, T1 Oakfell. We have the Tree Officer's report, which again, and representation, which I'll ask Sue to summarise for you.
Yes, Highways again do not wish to comment. The Tree Officer says the tree is growing in an area of public space adjacent to Madagascar Close and Sturgis Road. This tree makes a positive contribution to the amenity of the area and obscures the plain northern elevation of the adjacent dwelling. The tree is in relatively close proximity to this dwelling, to the extent that repeated extensive crown management is now required and will in future years. The difference in crown size is evident with the current image submitted with the application and the historic Google Street Views images from 2008. The extent and frequency of pruning required to manage the developing crown of this tree will be detrimental to its future amenity value, and therefore in this instance subject to replacement planting considered acceptable. So recommendation is approval subject to replacement tree. Thank you. There is, however, one representation. Unless this tree is in danger of falling and endangering life and property, it should not be allowed to be cut down. Oak trees are fast becoming rare, especially mature ones. Thank you.
Councillor Brian Toy.
Yes, I don't like to disagree with an expert's report, but I disagree with the tree surgeon here. When you look at it from this angle, this is the Google Street View. It looks as though that's at the back of the building and about to overtake the building. When you actually go on site, it's actually 2 or 3 feet forward from the actual building. So the branches at the moment are not actually in contact with the exterior of the house. I would like to protect this tree. I think obviously a lot of pruning is required. I'd like to keep it going for as long as possible. This is an area which you can see, I suppose one way of describing it is it's completely without architectural interest. So anything that brightens up this area is to be welcome. If you try to plant a replacement tree, this slope is very steep, the green part is a very steep slope, and it's probably got a lot of rubble under it to sort of consolidate the ground. The fact if you move the tree nearer to the pavement, it becomes vulnerable. I should think it would be extremely difficult to establish another sapling on that piece of ground. So I'd like to protect this tree for as long as possible. I think a beauty is a joy forever, and this particular area does need a bit of beauty, I feel. So I'd like to see an extensive, perhaps, thinning of the crown, but we could still protect the tree because it's such a wonderful amenity feature in what you might call the drab area.
Thank you for that. I understand what you said. The picture we've got actually from the tree
that's not completely misleading. Yeah, just a load of greenery. It's not like that when you go and see it on site, mind you. I've seen it with no leaves on it. So you can
see. Yeah, I was going to say, because this certainly is next to the house. It's not. This is not it, too.
It certainly needs a lot of pruning, but I'd still like to protect it.
Okay, thank you. Have we a seconder? Well, Councillor Nash.
Yes, Chairman, I certainly second that. This tree isn't close to the house. In a previous discussion we had, we
they're chopping down five trees, now they want to chop down another one. That area, as Councillor Toy rightly said, Madagascar, remember they were service houses, that's why architecturally they're not attractive. They're now being sold into private management and housing associations, but it is a pretty awful area. That tree is the only beautiful thing in there, and I would second Councillor Toy's.
Thank you. Well, I've been proposed and seconded to actually propose to refuse, I suppose it's on the three officers' report's recommendation, and to ask that it is actually, as it has been previously, I think, which has been that the crown has been, or the tree has been actually been worked rather than having the tree taken down. So refuse the felling of this tree. It's been proposed and seconded. All those in favour? All those against? I'm abstaining. That's carried. Thank you. Now move to consider the planning applications. Firstly, in Halston, 18 of the 03304, 369 Exeter Road. Two-storey side extension, hip-to-gable extension, dormer window, and single-storey rear extension. Amended plan for consultation for a change to the fence height. The Town Council objected, had no objection on the 7th of March. Highways do not wish to comment. Councillor Gillerson has no objection. Councillor Megan Armstrong objected to the height of the fence on the original application. And we have one representation which was for the original application in respect to the fence height, not to the new application. Councillor Dunker.
Thank you very much, Shirley. Yeah, I would agree about the fence height. I think certainly in the new amended plans, I mean, the neighbour is objecting to the fence height, and I really think it is rather unreasonable. The out back, the neighbour also has an objection to the way the front wall and the front garden is going to be treated, and I'm not so clear about that issue, but certainly I would object on the fence. Not sitting on the fence, objecting on the fence.
Thank you. Councillor Cahill.
Thank you, Chairman. Yeah, can we just clarify what the change is from fence height? Because surely the standard is 2.2.
It's a change in the
it's
fence
changed
height.
From 2.2 to 2 metres in height.
So we've just locked off 20 centimetres.
Yeah.
Yeah. It has to be 1.8. not to require planning permission.
1.86, I think.
Yeah, 1.86 wouldn't require planning permission.
Yeah.
Megan.
Yeah, thank you for letting me speak. I've been talking to the neighbours next door about this since I put in my objection, and they're new people and they're moving into number 369, and they've been having some negotiations between them, and they seem as if the neighbours are quite happy if this is agreed tonight.
Right.
I seem to have got a good relationship with them. And
the reduction is satisfactory. The reduction is satisfactory to them.
Yes, they seem to be happy with it, and because they're getting on quite well with them at the moment. So if I was able to vote, I'd say it's all right. Don't think.
Councillor Dunker.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Megan. In that case, I shall withdraw my objection.
Okay. So proposed and seconded for approval in that case. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Next application is 18 of the 0542 Full 76 Halton Avenue. Construction of garage extension to front pitched roof to sloping roof. And there are some statutory consultees and representations, which I'll ask Sue to summarise for you.
Yes, Councillor Jill Elson objects as the application will set a precedent to this side of the avenue. These bungalows were originally built with garages, which the owner decided not to have with his or her earlier planning applications that were approved. The photographs in the application are actually of the opposite side of the road, and the extension will be overbearing on number 74 Olsen Avenue. Highways, however, do not wish to comment. We have three representations, objections on the detrimental effect on the occupant of number 74. The proposed garage extension exceeds the front building line and would impact on the character of the area and have an impact on the lounge of this property next door. The photos submitted with the application are of the opposite side of the road, which were originally designed to have garages, with consideration given to the position, shape and size of the house. Thank you.
Councillor Kagan.
Thank you. Yeah, looking at the picture there, I would agree with Councillor Ellison's comments. To me, it's just not in keeping, really. Especially coming out of the building, you know, under the building line.
Yeah, I mean, I have visited the premises, and I do think it's overbearing, and I do think it's not in accordance with the street scene for that side of Halston Avenue, which is vastly different actually to the other side of the road. Councillor Duncan.
Yes, I absolutely agree. I've also visited the site and looked at it, and there are absolutely no other garages like that on that side. And it would be incredibly out of keeping, in addition to hurting the amenity and certainly for me. Thanks.
Proposed incentive for refusal on the basis of it's overbearing and it obviously is out of keeping with the street scene. All those in favour? And against? Thank you. Next application is 18, the 0800 Full Harwood House, Column Road, conversion and extension of existing garage in two-storey self-contained living accommodation for an elderly family. Highway do not wish to comment. There are no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Councillor Dumper?
Yes, I'm having had a look at the property, I'm happy with the proposal. It's on a fairly large site. And given there's no objection from the house further up Holland Road, I don't think there'll be a problem.
No, I would only like to see the usual clause that we want it attached, you know, to the sale of the house rather than for a separate dwelling in some time.
I can.
Thank you. Proposed and seconded for approval on that basis. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Next application is 18 of the 0836 Full, 1 Hazelden Gardens, construction of single storey side extension. Highways do not wish to comment, we have no representations. Councillor Kagan.
I haven't been to the site, but can you put up the pictures?
Basically changing the garage to a single storey extension.
Right. So it's not causing any difficulty to the neighbours or anything like that?
No, the house is on the end of the road. So.
Right. In which case I can't see that as a problem.
Councillor Dunper?
Yes, I agree with that. It's absolutely away from everybody else. That's fine.
Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? No. Thank you. Next application is 18 of the 0841 Full, 184 Exeter Road, vehicle access and off-road parking. The only...
On this one, I'm afraid I didn't declare before my personal prayer.
Thank you. There's only one comment from a statutory consultee. Councillor Gillespie has no objection. There are no representations. Councillor Duncan?
I would recommend approval of this because I don't think there's any problem at all.
The same as a lot of others, I think. Councillor Cagill?
I would concur with that. Second approval. Anything that takes the cars off the pavements, I'm happy to see.
Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Me against? Thank you. And one abstention. Now move to Littleham Ward, 18 of the 0411 Full, 4A Foxes Hill. Construction of two-storey rear extension. We have the comment, I hope the circulation everybody has had time to read it, which was Historic England. Does not support the application in its current format due to the dominance of the two-storey extension on the barn. Councillor Nash?
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, if we look at that, is the proposed bottom left picture. You can't see the dimensions, but instead of having what is a small conservatory, the conservatory is going, and a very large two-storey extension going up, which will dominate onto the barn, as Historic England have said, and I do agree with them that it's adjacent to the application lies in the grade two listed property, rated as two stars to the barn. It is interesting where that house is. It may seem strange, why is it so close to the barn? Well, as Historic England says, the 1904 second edition of the Ordnance Survey map identifies a small building which was associated with the barn as an outhouse. Later, early mid 19th century, it was replaced with the existing building when planning permission wasn't necessary. It would never have been given if it was now, but this is now causing a problem. And as Historic England are saying, the replacement of the conservatory with a two-storey projecting extension of this scale and height creates a dominating and harmful effect to the barn. They are quoting the NPPF on the basis that it should be refused, and I would move it as refused.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I would agree with the Historical Society's report. It is part of Exeter's heritage, and we're losing such a lot of our heritage. Can we please protect it in some way? It's a very interesting architectural design, and it does say, doesn't it, the planning briefs, that you must respect the environment of a protected property, not just the property itself. So you need a little bit of air around, a little bit of space so that you can appreciate it. So I would certainly go for a not approval.
Thank you. So it's proposed and seconded for refusal on the basis of the comments made in the Historic England report that the actually current format, due to the size of the two-storey extension we have on the barn, which is a grade two listed building. All those in favour? Thank you. Had your next application already been dealt with. Next one is 18, the 0893 Full, the Headland, 19 Foxholes Hill. Change of material to external walls. Highways do not wish to comment, and we've had no representations. Councillor Nash.
Thank you, Joan. Yes, we have discussed 19 Foxholes Hill before, because they're doing quite a lot of work there, and particularly the face of the building. All they're doing is changing the material, the external walls, to match what it was originally 50 years ago when I would approve it.
Okay, happy to second.
Yep.
Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. So now move to Town Ward. Application 18 of the 0583 Full, 6 Shelley Court Pier Head. Construction of rear extension and canopy and installation of flue. Amended plans for consultation. Amendments to plans to provide full site elevations. Amendment to the proposal description to include the proposed flue. We do have representations, which I'll ask Sue to summarise for you.
Yes, just to remind you that the Town Council had no objection on the 16th of April, our last meeting. Between us discussing it and obviously the amendment coming in, there have been two representations who state that the patios to this development are open plan and allow interaction between owners. So an extension would set a precedent which would allow piecemeal developments which would be detrimental to the outlook and appearance of Shelley Court and affect neighbour interaction. A conservatory at this dwelling has been refused twice in the past, so a most substantial extension should not be permitted. The impact both physically and visibly would destroy the open aspect between the terraced balconies and cause loss of light to number 7. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor
Nasty? Yes, thank you, Chair. Yes, I did remark earlier in the month that the the proposed extension would cause a loss of light to the property next door for in the afternoon onwards, but there was no objection at the time. This present plan here, there is a boiler shown on the halfway down the right hand side of this picture, which just shows, it doesn't say whether this is the where the flue is, but whether this is existing or whether the boiler was previously, we don't know. The old plan's not available, probably didn't show the boiler on it anyway. My only thought was the harbour master might object to having the flue over his building, which would be on the left there. But I've no objection to the movement of the flue, but I do consider we should have, we should consider the neighbour's objection to the loss of light from the balcony, from the extension over the balcony, which is a reasonably small building. No, they've extended the building right out, and have got a canopy over the part of it as well. But we're not being asked to consider the canopy, the extension this time, are we?
Well, we've got amended plans to provide a full side elevation. Mm. I mean, if now that you have the
side
amendments to the plans to provide a full side elevation, you know, if the plans that you now have are sufficiently different that you obviously have changed, you know, that we need to consider, you know, now that you've got the full side elevations, because you wouldn't have had them in the previous application, I presume, because it says that it needs to be included. So if that has made any difference to the decision, you feel it makes any difference to the original decision.
Show the side of it. Go down. Go down. It's got stuck. It's been really
tight. I was quite clear before that it was going to impact on our neighbours quite considerably.
Okay.
But they haven't objected at that point.
No.
So at this point, I think we perhaps could ask Eastover to consider the impact on the neighbours.
Yeah. Okay. So now we've got the elevations. Yeah. It may make a difference to the original decision that we made. Yeah. So really, you want to propose objection, yeah? Now that you've got these elevations and everything, it's now...
Yes, I propose that with the size of the extension is overbearing on the neighbour's property.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Dumper?
Yeah, I've also had a look at it, being district councillor, and I feel I'd like to support Rob's amendment.
Thank you. So proposed and seconded for refusal. Now we've got the sort of new information. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Next application is on your addendum, which again is an amended plan. 17, the 17704. Store at the rear of Belvedere House, Danby Lane. Demolition of existing warehouse and erection of four work load units. Amended plan is a reduction in size of unit 4 and amended elevation details. We did. There are some comments from statutory consultees plus representations, which I'll ask Sue to summarise for you.
Yes, back in October, 23rd of October 2017, we objected on the grounds of overdevelopment, height, it was out of keeping with surrounding area, but support the development of the site in principle. Highways had no objection. Environmental health required further information on the potential for off-site noise to impact on future occupiers of these units and the potential for activities within the work area to impact on adjacent residents. There are three representations that were objecting in the original application, but the Exmouth Civic Society supported it. Thank you.
Councillor Mastin.
Thank you, Chair. As we see, these are now hipped ends to the roof line rather than gable ends, and the whole building was full height, but the left hand apartment has now been, and the top two floors locked off, such that the garage, we still retain the garage doors on the ground level in Danby Avenue, but you couldn't get a car in there. There's now the room for three bicycles, according to the plan. And there is also no workspace in that apartment. The garage next door, he's concerned about his party wall and noise from his business possibly being a nuisance to the owners, which I think was mentioned in the environmental health thing. So Yeah, providing the developer adequately addresses the issues of the passing wall and the noise, I have no objection to this amount.
So really retain what we said previously, which is object on the ground over development of keeping with surrounding area, but support development of the site in principle.
Yes,
what we said previously, subject to the environmental health.
Yes, I feel they've made a considerable effort to reduce the height.
Okay,
and,
yeah.
So I'm happy to propose approval for this.
Okay. Approval subject to environmental and health concerns being satisfied.
Yes.
Yeah. Councillor Toy.
Yeah, I mean, we're so desperately short of employment land that anything that provides employment is to be welcome, I feel. And this is not going to be too intrusive compared with what it was before. So I'm inclined to agree with approval.
Thank you. So proposed and seconded for approval, subject to being in accordance with the environmental health concerns are satisfied. All those in favour? Last planning applications were from Raleigh. Application 18 will be 0681 Ball, 17 Prince Charles Close. Construction of detached dwelling and provision of car parking spaces. The amended layout of site and internal layout of house is the amended plan that we've got for consultation. Town Council had no objection on the 3rd of April. Highway do not wish to comment. South West Water has laid down various conditions for the applicants. And then we had two representations who've had concern at the loss of light and overlooking to the property and garden at the rear of the proposal. And one representation supports the addition of housing within the close. Councillor Toy?
Yes, there's some sort of confusion at the moment. I think the developer, the resident really wants to build an attached building, not a detached building. So it needs clarification. I feel that if it was a detached building, it would be rather large and intrusive. I don't know whether it would allow sufficient room for the car park, in the more car park around 5 cars around the outside. I don't know whether that would be possible. If it was a single story building attached as like a garage, we wouldn't be objecting in the slightest. I think their best answer would be a two-story extension to the main building. I think that would be no problem. But a detached dwelling as it stands on the application, I don't think we could go for it.
I'm just going to interject there and say that the amended layout and site and internal layout is changing it from a detached to an attached.
Yeah.
It's getting rid of the very small gap between them.
It's changing it from a detached house, detached dwelling, to an attached dwelling.
That's what it was before, like Brian.
Before it wasn't. It's been changed. That's what the amendment.
So it is accepted it's now attached?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the amendment that's being put forward this evening.
And we didn't object before?
No.
You could say this is rather a crowded development, but then there again, you look at an area of lacking in architectural elegance again. Mm. Why do we put low-cost housing people in boxes in these low-cost housing places? I don't know. There we are. So it's not really going to cause any problem with the street scene. It's on the end of the row of houses, so I suppose there is no reason to object.
Thank you. I'm happy to second. So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Again, thank you. I move to items for consideration. I propose that we defer discussion on the car parking charges in view of the time, and I do know that we've got an informal meeting following this one concerning the Santa Panga. So if members are happy and the date limit is not until the 1st of June, are you happy that I defer this? And so it's time for everybody to make their, because I know that there's some people who have particular car parks they want to discuss. Thank you. Next item for consideration, again, it's the Greater Horseshoe Bat Supplementary Planning Document, which the consultation does run out, or has run out, runs out on the 30th of May. obviously there's some people have more interest in bats than others, although it is quite a good document when you do look through it, but can I suggest that if you have any particular points that you want to make, that you go through to the consultation document yourselves and make that on behalf of you as an individual rather than us having a discussion with corporate view on that. Thank you. In addition, there is a drop-in event held at the Dartmoor National Park offices on Tuesday the 1st of May, tomorrow, between 2 and 6. We've dealt with the notification of street trading application received for Exmouth Festival. The only last item is in respect of the planning decisions that have been made, and the only one that differs to ourselves was in respect of St. Cecilia Marley Road, but we've had an objection and they gave conditional approval, but if you read through the decision notice, you'll see they actually tried to address the points that you made concerning drainage and water. So I think that's probably resolved through what we had. Therefore, close the meeting.